The EPA's draft report last month stated that even very tiny doses of Gen-X and PFBS could present serious health risks.
We think that this draft toxicity assessment is welcome news. It covers two compounds that we know to be in our drinking water, Gen-X and PFBS. So we definitely welcome any new information on any of the compounds that we've found thus far.
That's Lindsay Halleck. She's the Director of Public and Environmental Policy at CFPUA. She says as the nation's leading regulator of the Clean Water Act and the Safe Drinking Water Act, the EPA needs to do more on risk assessment.
This assessment is for two compounds, but we regularly detect over 10 PFAS compounds in our drinking water. We really want a toxicity assessment that will look at what happens when you're exposed not just to PFBS or not just to Gen-X, but what happens when you're exposed to Gen-X and PFBS and other PFAS as well. So, you know, that will take time and we understand that, but we look forward to seeing additional toxicity assessments for all of the compounds that we know to be in the Cape Fear River.
The EPA's draft toxicity assessment is open for public comment until January 21st of next year. For WHQR News, I'm Vince Winkle.